Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
To listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Woo, we've got everybody running for office, don't we? Now, I tell you, it is exciting, and I don't know if I want to throw my name in the ring. I mean, think about it. We do not have a Dr. Dahlia type running for president. That could be pretty damn interesting. Right now, of course, if I tried to bring that up to the Republican Party, they'd probably moan and go, oh, man, that's crazy. What you doing? I'm like, no. What if? What if I decided I would run for president? Okay, I mean, my platform is easy. Obamacare sucks. Let's get rid of it and fix our healthcare system. That's pretty easy, right? Let's make everybody kind of pay the same percentage of taxes, flat tax. Make the IRS code easy. Michael Fassbender would have to come to the White House as often as I'd like him to. And chocolate should be cultivated and grown at record speed before we lose our chocolate supplies by 2030. You know, pretty damn easy. Pretty damn easy. So, okay, I don't want to say it's easy, but I think my platform really jives with what a lot of people would like. Well, Pataki came out today and announced his 2016 bid, right? And former governor of New York, I think he served like 3 terms. I like the guy, good guy, sexy. Not that that's what, you know, makes a really good president. We don't need the sexiness aspect of it. I mean, you know, people thought Bill Clinton was sexy. I think he's attractive. I think Bill, not attractive in the good looking sense, but I think he was attractive in the when you hear him speak and, you know, whatever something's going on in the news, you want to quickly look. So it's attracting to you, not that it could be attractive in a positive sense. Ronald Reagan, very handsome. Very, very handsome. Way into his 70s. Very handsome. But that doesn't make a good president. Makes a good president is somebody who basically agrees with your philosophy. Right? Okay? Obama, to me, was not a good president because he disagreed, and I probably disagreed, on almost every issue. And that's not the way it's supposed to be, but that's the way it is. So, you want a president that's going to, have the same ideologies as you, have the same goals, but you also want a president that can do the job. I'm going to be meeting Senator Marco Rubio later today, and hopefully we're going to have him on the show in the next coming weeks to talk about his plan for health care. You want likability, okay? You want likability. If they don't like you, you know, when you had a Nixon versus JFK, so much easier to like JFK, right, in the television debate. So you have to have likability. People just have to like you. Rick Santorum, likable. You know, likable. Huckabee? Likeable. You know? Chris Christie? Even though I think some of the things he says are pretty cool, sometimes doesn't have the big likability factor. So to make a good president, you need that. You need to be likability. Does Hillary Clinton have likability? The thing with Hillary Clinton, which is very interesting from a psychological standpoint, is people either love her or they can't stand her. You don't really have a lot of people when you see Hillary going, well, and maybe part of that is because she's a woman, okay? This has been my story my whole life. Either men loved me, and I mean really wanted to get into bed with me, or men were so annoyed and turned off by me. Then I had guy friends, and then I realized they all were gay. So I, you know, but when we look at the heterosexual group, they either loved me or hated me. All right? So with Hillary, if she has enough people that love her, yeah, she may make it. Does she have the likability quality? It's tough. Women are really, really tough to like in politics. They think we're testicle busters. They think we're we slept our way to the top. You know how many people think that with my national radio show, I slept my way to get here? Man, and it's believable because obviously the sex wasn't that great if I just got as far as radio. But never mind. I'm very, 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 very blessed to be where I am. And I didn't sleep with anybody to get here. All right? I've been married 18 years. I haven't slept with anybody for a long time except my husband. Okay? Now, back to where we were talking about. I don't know if Hillary could do it. I don't know if she has a likability factor. What's going to happen is you're going to have these undecided voters, and I'm really kind of surprised that anybody would be undecided now. I mean, after you've seen the state of what we've been dealing with, you would think you'd kind of have a direction on where you want to go. But they're probably going to take a look at these two. If Hillary doesn't, you know, runs unopposed for the Democratic primary, you're going to see, you know, it be up against who is more likable. Now, Mitt Romney, very likable. All right, but that didn't work. So once the likability goes, now we go to the next factor. Okay, do you think they know their stuff? All right, well, Mitt Romney definitely blew us away from a finance perspective. But a lot of people really weren't convinced they knew what to do with foreign policy. A lot of people weren't convinced Obama knew what to do with foreign policy, so now we go to the next step. All right, how are you going to benefit financially if that person is in office? And this was probably the biggest thing that got Obama, obviously, reelected, was more people voted for him that thought they would be financially better off if he was the one running the show. And so my guess is that's going to be the exact same thing when it comes to Hillary and the Republican candidate. Are you going to be better off? Now, security should be a big issue. Feeling safe, feeling like ISIS isn't going to come and behead you. Those should be very, very significant decisions points to contemplate when you pick a presidential candidate and vote for. But, this election, as with most of them, it's going to be very, very personal. What's going to be in my pocket? And so, I don't know. But, you know, definitely exciting to see.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all, or Don, who's working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one thing I get asked a lot in my practice and on our website at drdahlia.com, where you can ask me questions, is when is the best time to do certain things? So, like, for example, when is the best time to take your blood pressure medicine? When is the best time to go to bed? When is the best time to try to have a baby? All right. Well, what I always tell my patients, because there's really not a lot of science behind it. Well, I thought there wasn't science until the study came out. But what I used to tell patients is, first, make sure it works for you. If you don't have time to have sex, to try to conceive, at 6 a.m. in the morning, when your stress hormones are nice and high and the juices are all flowing, you know, and then you end up just skipping sex that whole month, I would much rather than you, you know, try at 4 in the afternoon. Same thing with blood pressure medicine. Certain blood pressure medicines better to take during certain parts of the day. Like, for example, if you are on hydrochlorothiazide, a water pill, so to speak, diuretic, better to take that in the morning when you first wake up, or for some of you shift workers, before you start your day, because you're going to be peeing throughout the day, and the last thing you want to do is get up in the middle of the night multiple times to pee. If you take a beta blocker, like atenolol, propranolol, Inderol, those medicines to help that, you know, lower the heart rate, that can make you sleepy, take that at night. You don't want to take muscle relaxants before you're going to drive. You don't want to take pain pills before you're going to drive. You don't want to take certain antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications before you drive. So those rules of thumb are pretty easy, all right? But is there a science behind when to actually try and attempt certain things? All right, so apparently we have a report here on when is the best time to have sex, when is the best time to go shopping, etc. Okay? And I wanted to see who wrote this to give them credit. It looks like Matt Barber. All right? And they say more people are embracing the early to bed, early to rise mantra to cram more into their day, usually before others have even woken up. However, there are some certain things, certain best times to do things, and this is what he suggests. Sex. Best time to have sex is between 7 in the morning and 8 in the morning. The human body produces a huge surge in sex hormone and a rush of adrenaline, first thing to get you up and at 'em. So in men, testosterone levels peak around 7 a.m., he says, hence the morning glory, which many of you guys notice. And then you'll be rested, so nobody could say, oh, I'm tired, leave me alone. And apparently they said because you're still waking up, you're more tactile and responsive. There was a study from Rutgers University said the average amount of time spent on foreplay almost doubles first thing in the morning than at night. And surprisingly, they said the time couples are most likely to conceive, all right, is early in the morning, and the time of day where they are more likely to have a climax, orgasm, also early in the day. That is according to research from the University of Modena in Italy. So, it's interesting because, you know, we've talked about how, like, I've helped my patients get pregnant by telling them, you know, make sure to climax and then go to sleep. Don't start running around and going to the gym, etc. So, nighttime, evolutionary-wise, was the better time for sex because that's when you would sleep. You wouldn't have as much mechanical interference with things, going to the bathroom, dealing with periods, things like that, because you're going to bed, things are going to be more static. And nighttime, your hormones at night do seem to help you kind of get your groove on. Always been a theory. Yet I see how they bring up all your hormones, and a lot of women, myself included, it's like the early morning way different than late night. Okay, maybe also because there's no alcohol in your system. So who knows? All right, now the best time to tackle your hardest task. When you have crap to do, we always say get it out of the way and get it done. When I have reports to type, you know, putting them off till late night, I just take forever. But when I get something done first thing in the morning, it gets done. Your stress hormone cortisol is the highest, according to Professor Simon Folkard, director of the Body Rhythm Center at the University of Wales. It increases your blood sugar level. You have increased energy. I am a definite morning person. Get me going. All right? Now, what about the best time to go shopping? Okay, you don't want to go shopping when you're hungry. So they say do that 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. All right, even though most of us are working, so we don't really have time to go shopping, but that's neither here nor there. All right, they say the synapses in your brain are firing properly 3 hours after waking, which combined with high energy levels and a full stomach means you're perfectly primed for decision making. However, if you make purchases after 4 p.m., that's when you're the most tired, your concentration levels are low, and you tend to shop incorrectly. All right? So, all right. Now, what about the best time to ask for a raise? They're suggesting the best time to ask for a raise would be between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. They say make your case to your boss during this time because that's when the energy level is at its highest and you are likely to feel the greatest focus. Do not ask anybody for a raise late in the day. You have anxiety, you have tension, you don't know what his day is like. Now, a lot of you do that. A lot of you will say, okay, wait a second. All right, he's going to be happy that he is on his way out for the day, so maybe that's the best time to hit him up. Or we had such a bad day in the office, he should be in love with me with the way I worked, so now is a good time to ask for a raise. Maybe. Okay, remember, these rules are not all set in stone. Okay, I'm sure you guys can amend them any way you like. But they're recommending ask for a raise then. By the way, we have an interesting study where they say try to be number 4 in the interview. You have the best chance. We'll talk about that too. All right, best time for lunch is, say, 1 to 2 p.m. All right? They say, you know, 3 meals a day, but I disagree. I think you should eat something at 6, 7. I think you should eat something at 10, something at 2, and something at 6. So I think the 4 times a day, something small is the best time. But they say for optimum health, try to eat 16 different food types over 2 to 3 days. High protein lunch keeps you more alert, that kind of thing. Okay, when's the best time to start brewing some tea or brewing some coffee? 2 to 3 p.m. This is when we start getting tired. According to a survey of 2,000 adults, 2:16 p.m. is when we just start to nod off. So, that's probably a good time to start. And do not go to Coca-Cola. Don't go to Soda Pop. They said make sure you go for your tea or coffee. All right. Now, this is interesting. There's a best time to get a root canal. Local anesthetic lasts 3 times longer when administered in mid-afternoon than when given between 7 and 9 a.m., or 5 and 7 p.m., according to the British Dental Association. That's cool. So if you need a procedure that's prolonged, all right, and a lot of times people are like, well, you know, I just want to get it done in the morning, get it early. They say 3 to 4 p.m. is the best time. Now, let's say you're having a simple filling. For a simple filling, they say a mid-morning appointment might be better, especially if you have plans for that evening so that your lips won't be as numb as long and you can then move on with your life. But that's kind of interesting how your anesthesia is going to hit longer. That's way cool. I got to look that up. When's the best time to exercise? They're saying between 5 and 6 p.m. Most of us exercise early morning and exercise at night. I do about a half hour in the morning, and then I do about an hour at night. I try to do that because I'm really trying to lose weight, make myself look sexy. But researchers at California San Jose University says that reaction time and hand-eye coordination are the best during 5 to 6 p.m. They say your muscles are more flexible, you're warmer, you have greater strength. You also have the lowest level of cortisol at 5 to 6 p.m., so maybe you'll have less damage, inflammatory damage. They said statistics also show that over 80% of Olympic records are broken in the late afternoon. Whoa, this is according to Daily Mail. Okay, when's the best time to have a little alcohol? They say 6 to 8 p.m., all right? They say body functions slow down in the evening, so the alcohol will move more slowly into your bloodstream than any other time of day. So maybe you'll kind of feel it nice. Your adrenaline is low. Don't get wasted, of course. And then when's the best time to go to bed? They say your stress hormone cortisol should be rock bottom by 10 to 11 p.m. So your melatonin starts to peak around midnight. So try not to watch TV or be on your computer. Maybe read. Make your room as dark as possible and then go to bed. All right? When is the best time to treat a bladder infection? They said 11 p.m. If you have a bladder infection, you start to feel it, they say drink some cranberry juice. That seems to help. That's interesting. All right. That was the best time to do all that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I- I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, apparently, hundreds of SAT tests got lost. Parents say hundreds of SAT tests taken by Virginia students at a high school were lost in the mail. Now, these reports, I guess, were their answer or their scores. You would think that it would be in some computer. They shouldn't have to retest by any means. But they say WJLA reports tests are missing for 300 students who took the SAT on May 2nd at Broad Run High School in Ashburn. A Loudoun County Schools representative said the test was shipped via UPS. Oh, this was before they got graded. As instructed to College Board, the nonprofit that administers the SAT, but the test never arrived. Parents say students will now have to take the test all over again. Duh! Oh, no. College Board sent an email to the station that it's working to accommodate students by scheduling a makeup day or arranging a transfer to a future test session. A makeup date would be June 20th. Oh, that really, really blows. See, I took the SAT twice. I got a 1350 the first time, and I wanted to do even better. So then the next time, I got a, I got a 1450. So I thought that it was really good that I, you know, took it again because that extra 100 points was killer. But remember, I'm a dork, okay? I like taking tests. The average student doesn't. You know, my son, he's going to be going into sophomore year. And, you know, I told him pretty soon we got to start prepping for the SAT. You mean the SAT? It's called the SAT, Scholastic Achievement Test. Really? I mean, maybe you guys call it the SAT now. I don't know. But, you know, you got to, like, this is, like, important. This is, you know, they make decisions on you entering college, you know, based on this. I don't want to take that test. If he had to take it twice, he would be, oh, my gosh. I mean, he would be probably hitting his head against his Xbox. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a study's come out saying if you are going to interview for a job, try to be number four in that job. Fourth place. All right? This is according to new research that claims the fourth person to be interviewed often has a better opportunity to impress. Anybody farther than fourth, hiring managers are less likely to make a faster judgment on your character. Now, I've done interviews. I've done job interviews. I've interviewed students for medical school. And I got to tell you, by about the fourth or fifth one, you really start getting bored. So I got to tell you, I probably already start making up my mind. You don't want to be hit with too many interviews because you're like, all right, I like this one, I like this one, I like this one. And you do. You start to fatigue a little bit. Now, luckily, when I was interviewing, they didn't have 10 people waiting. But, you know, they really do need to look at the psychology behind what goes through your head when you meet the first one. Let's say the first one really, really stunk. Okay? Is the second one going to be going at that interview as, okay, great, you know, he could do no wrong? Or are they going to be so jaded that they say they all stink? I try to watch American Idol every now and then. Too bad it's edited to the degree that it's edited. But they do that. They go, this person stunk, this person stunk, this person stunk. And then all of a sudden somebody comes in like a Carrie Underwood and saves the day. That's what I would have done. If I was on American Idol, I would have like done probably an Etta James That Last type song. And I would have just, you know, just blown them away. All right? Even if I was off key, because I would purposely situate myself behind people that stunk. So if you could figure out how to get to the fourth person line, researchers from the Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia, studied more than 630-minute job interviews at a university career center. While many believe interviewers make judgment on a candidate in the first few seconds of an interview, the latest study found that it actually does take much longer. Decision-making takes around 5 minutes for the first interviewee, and increases to around 8 minutes by the fourth applicant. After the fourth applicant, the time it takes researchers to make a decision will be quicker. So some of you are like, well, why is that bad? Well, because you want in that interview as much time to make an impression as you can. All right? So, like, for example, what are they looking at? Okay, well, number one, don't be late. All right? They say the candidate's timekeeping, 96% managers think is influential. If you're going to be late for an interview, that's already a bad mark. Level of your interview preparation, and I've taught you guys about how to prepare for an interview, right? You are you're interviewing with a big company. You want to, you know who they work with. You want to know where their headquarters is. You want to know that you're aware of their products and their lines. Look up certain news and go, yeah, you know, we heard that you were trying to expand into more, you know, internet traffic and, you know, just know that you studied up on it, all right? I told medical students, you know, you're about to interview at a medical facility, you know, for a residency, all right? You know, you may want to kind of look up some of the studies that have come out of that university. I think it is so cool that you guys study pseudostratified columnar epithelium. It's pseudostratified. That's what I said. Anyway, it's cool stuff. All right, ability to hold eye contact was pretty important. Personal appearance came in after that. Quality of banter or small talk. All right, so, you know, when they go, you know, Dahlia, nice to meet you. You know, how you feeling? You know, oh, man, I'm constipated, but that's okay. I think that goes a lot longer, yeah, that's what I would say, than, oh, nice, the weather's nice today. Don't talk about the weather unless you have something quirky, all right, about it. Like, you know, I got to say, I love this weather, but of all days for it to rain on my interview day when I'm trying to look good for you guys, something like that I think would really, really go farther. That and the, oh, I left my hemorrhoid pillow in the car. All right, but you don't have to do that one. That's mine. The strength of your handshake is good, but women got to be careful with this one, okay? Men don't like little flimsy women handshakes, but they also don't want us trying to break their hand in the handshake also. Women, you need to learn how to do a handshake differently than a man. But if a man has a weak handshake, that turns other male interviewees off, interviewers off. All right? What are the most important factors that interviewers are looking at when they're looking to hire you? This is being reported by Mail Online. Work experience, first impression of the candidate, education, personal qualifications, references. Yeah, you know, references are important in terms of, you know, who you know and where did you work. Problem is when I'll look at a candidate for the office, you know, I'll you know, see who they put. And a lot of people put their friends, they put their, you know, it really means something to me when they're actually putting their employer. They left the job, but the employer they're putting, because then I'm like, okay, well, they probably left on good terms and, you know. So I think the references are important, but I think what's extremely important is going back to first impression. One of you had asked me years ago, you were about to have an interview, what would be some of the things that make a good first impression? Okay, you know, do you want to look good? You got to be careful with the way you look, okay? You want to look professional. Looking professional is the easiest way to go. But ladies, don't try to look sexy. Guys and girls don't like that in an interview. Okay, you don't want to try to look sexy. You don't want to look over bosomy. I mean, I got a large chest, so I try to cover it up. Don't be doing anything low cut. Don't be doing anything short skirts or whatever, because, you know, you start to put other people at ease. Other ladies don't like it. Other guys are like, wait a second, I don't want to be accused of hiring her because she had boobies and a short skirt. Okay, so I'm going to do the opposite so nobody could accuse me of, looking at her chest or whatever. So don't be doing that. You want to look professional. But your first impression should be very personable. You know, like when you're about to sit down, don't start complimenting them on their tie or talking about the weather. Go, you know, look, I'm really, really excited. I've been, you know, following your company. It's exciting to think that I could be here now at this point having an interview. So first, before we start, let me just thank you for taking the time, because I'm honored to be here. Yeah, that may be a little kissy-uppy or whatever, but immediately they know that, one, you're a serious candidate. You're not there just because you need a paycheck. Two, you show some humbleness. They don't want somebody cocky. You know, that kind of thing. And, of course, make sure you smile, make sure eye contact, and you want to look like that you could get along with others, but that you could do the job and that you're smart. So convey that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDA. SLI. So I guess yesterday we were told that the IRS had been hacked and there was a major data breach. All right. And I got this text report from KFI. Let me see if I have it here. That they were thieves. We aren't even talking about hackers. We are talking about, let me see what it says here. IRS says thieves used its online service to access tax information from 100,000 taxpayers. They were going to hijack nearly $50 million in refunds. This is crazy. Some security and tax experts warn that this latest data theft might be a prelude to more targeted schemes aimed at duping taxpayers into handing millions of dollars over to criminals or to help thieves circumvent the agency's security filters next year and beyond. According to Peter Warren Singer, author of Cybersecurity and Cyber War, What Everyone Needs to Know, he says this breach is not just about what this single group is going to do with the information, but what happens when the information gets sold on the black market. It's rare for the actual attackers to turn the information directly into money. They're stealing the data and selling it off to other people. Okay, I don't care who's doing what with the data. I just don't want the data being taken. Okay? The IRS knows everything about us. They even know who our now our medical insurance is. And my guess is that information, they could even find out our medical issues. So what, the CIA's been hacked, the Senate's been hacked, the IRS has been hacked. When is the government going to stop telling us to be completely electronic with things, all right, with when they can't even protect themselves? Now, some people are like, oh, yeah, it's, come on, you know, data's out there, it's just a computer breach. This is a security breach, okay? Cyber threats, cyber warfare, cyber, you know, these are major security issues. And I have no confidence that here we are in 2015 that we have the ability to protect each other's information. And I am still scared to death about having my patient's information in some computer system. Now, what are they saying? Well, we're hearing that the agency's budget has been cut by 17% over the last 4 years after taking inflation into account, and its workforce now has been reduced to 83,000 people. No wonder they could just barely, yeah, 83,000 people, are you kidding me? Really? And none of you guys know how to, you know, keep the computers locked up? Maybe they need to hire somebody else. This year, John Koskinen, the IRS commissioner, warned that the impending budget cuts would have devastating effects, including the delay of new protections against identity theft and refund fraud. Okay, this is my problem. I can't stand when I hear budget cuts mean that all of a sudden, whatever you were getting commonplace now is going to be a huge deficit. Cybersecurity, the security that our government has for our records, should be maintained no matter what the budget is. And if the budget was good in the beginning, then that system, with the exception of some updates, should not really require the thousands upon thousands of dollars they're claiming that the budget costs them. All right, remember when there was that big, huge Listeria outbreak? One of the government agencies said, look, you know, we had budget cuts. We need more money. We need more money to make sure this Listeria outbreak doesn't happen again. I'm like, well, what are you guys doing now with the money we're paying you? Okay, we have 83,000 people within the IRS, and that's not enough? I don't understand. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. Another thing that doesn't make sense is Anthony Weiner is back in the news. I almost don't even want to talk about this. I don't even know why. But, you know, again, when you need your fame, I guess, you know, you just do what you do best. So apparently, we have another text. Okay? Apparently, he had a tweet. So this is what a PP looks like. Apparently, he's a devoted hockey fan. And as the New York Rangers defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, okay, he was giving a play-by-play of the game to his 25,000 followers, and in his excitement, he at one point tweeted, so this is what a PP looks like. Now, some people are like, what does that PP mean? He said it meant power play. This is what a power play. But that's when the opposing team is short one or more players due to penalties, etc. All right, but other people think, well, if this is Anthony Weiner, then PP probably means something else. I don't really care, okay, about this whole thing and you know what he meant by that. But I'm just really, really frustrated that, you know, we have elected officials and you just would like to think that they're doing what they're supposed to, not sitting there sexting people like he did in the past or allegedly, and some of the other crap that has happened with multiple politicians during their terms. Hey, just do your job, okay? We aren't going to need to give more money to the IRS. You have 83,000 staff. Do you know what I could do if I had 83,000 staff? Really? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right? Do not wait to start HIV treatment. According to a global groundbreaking study, you start HIV treatment immediately. They say people who started anti-AIDS drugs while their immune system was strong were far more less likely to develop AIDS or other serious illnesses than if they waited until the blood test showed their immune system started to weaken. Now, here in America, we take that for granted. Okay, obviously, we'll start somebody on their medications right away. As soon as we see that they're HIV positive and we find viral load, we start to treat them. But in other countries, they may not. You're still strong. Let's hit the sicklies, the sicker patients first. So, according to Anthony Fauci, director of the NIH, National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, says the sooner, the better. Current U.S. guidelines already recommend early treatment for HIV, but the findings could alter care recommendations for other countries. So now, HIV could live in you for years without you showing symptoms, okay? So the START trial, which is strategic timing of antiretroviral treatment, sought proof by randomly assigning still healthy patients either to receive therapy or to delay until their CD4, which are the CD4 cells, which are the cells that get attacked by HIV, seem to drop into the worry zone. And they found out that once the CD4 levels dropped, it was a lot harder to get these people to recoup and get back to where we needed them to be in terms of lowering their viral load and their CD4 counts. So HIV, you have to treat early. Don't mess with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also in medical news, they say tattoos, right, could have long-term health consequences. 1 in 10 people who get a tattoo experience problems with the tattoo, like infection, itching, swelling, redness, according to a study in the journal Contact Dermatitis. But some people in the study may have issues lingering for years after the tattoo was inked. And so what could we be looking at here? Well, there could be rashes, there could be bacterial infection, there could be skin peeling, etc. But they say the dyes, the black ink, has carbon-based pigments, and the red dyes have azo-based hues. These azo-based hues has nitrogen compounds, and they think that these nitrogen compounds in the red ink could actually cause issues later on. They're going to be studying that more, but time you feel kind of off, for the hell of it, just remind your doctor that you got this big, huge tattoo on you if they haven't undressed you. And look, 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.